Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
A bit windy on my return leg of my beach walk today. And I have a feeling that today's topic may ruffle a few feathers. And yeah, let's just see if it ruffles yours. So I've just been walking along here today. I've been thinking about where I am at the moment and just what a change in energy has occurred over the last, well, what was it? May 26, I think I was walking on the beach crying. And now we're, you know, in August. And shit has just really shifted. You know, financially, money's coming in. I'm feeling good. There's still that little seed of doubt that's like, can this last, in the back of my mind, just being honest. but it feels good, you know. It feels good not to be in this place of constant striving, of constant, I don't know, trying to figure out what the next big thing is. I just feel in a really good place, and it's raised this question for me today, which is, why are we unhappy with where we are? You know, we're just, and I don't know if this is something that we're sold, or something that is human nature. I don't know that people used to experience this 150 years ago, but we certainly do now, right? Like this idea that we need to be living our purpose and there's more to life. And, you know, we're waking up miserable in our jobs and going into entrepreneurship because we think that's the answer. And I don't know. I don't know if it is the answer, because what I find is a lot of people leave their day job for the promise of gold at the end of the rainbow and start this entrepreneurial journey and feel shit about themselves because they're not rocking it. You know, they're not an instant overnight millionaire. And I've just come to realize, particularly over the last 6 months, that there's a lot to be said for acceptance. And I don't mean like roll over and just take it acceptance. I mean, just actually the truth is you're okay. You know, I say this all the time, right? You don't need to be anywhere else. You don't need to be anyone else. You don't need to have anything else. Yet for some reason, there's this part of us that is constantly, constantly seeking more. And can we enjoy the more when we're unhappy with the present? I'm not sure. I'm also not sure we'll ever be free of all struggle, because while my life looks very different now and it feels very different now, it doesn't mean that day to day I don't crack the shits or I don't have self-doubt or I don't experience fear. Like, I think this is part of the big issue, is that we think that when we get to the destination that we're a different person, and we're just not. Wherever you go, there you are. I've said that a million times too, right? But I say it because it's true. I feel like, I was typing in a GIF in Facebook to send to Carla and Emma, the Merrymakers, because they came to speak to the girls at my and Lisa's mastermind retreat at the end of July. And I had them, I got a friend of mine, Claire Quinlan, to make them their own little Get Merry silver necklaces. And they absolutely loved it. And, that's right. So I wrote them a message to say, thank you, you know, for that. And they had written saying, thanks for the necklace. And then I had typed in gratitude into the GIF box. And something came up that really struck me as truth, right? And it was this little three-way circle that went around. And one part was gratitude. The first part was gratitude, which the Marys talk about all the time. And I kind of struggle with the gratitude thing sometimes because I feel like, and this is really something that I'm going to talk about today, I think. I feel like sometimes we do things because we think we have to do them to get something. And the gratitude thing sometimes I feel like is a bit forced, you know, like, yes, be grateful for the fact that you're breathing. Be grateful for the fact that you have whatever, arms at work or whatever you're grateful for. But that, like, shaming yourself into feeling grateful isn't really the vibration of gratitude, right? Like, feeling grateful is like, I'm down on the beach here. Look at it. It's magical today. The sea is crystal blue, clear, and, you know, and I'm grateful for that, but I'm truly grateful for that. That feeling of open heartness, right? That gratitude feeling. We can't shame or guilt ourselves into feeling that. But anyway, that's a side tangent. So I had gratitude, and I mean real gratitude. You know, like I just said, that heart expansive, open feeling of gratitude. Not the guilt-led, you should feel gratitude. It's different. Because that gratitude is attached to some kind of outcome. Where real gratitude happens anyway. And yes, it's a muscle that you can practice, but not out of a need to get somewhere. You know, it's not the car in the destination. You are the car in the destination. So there's gratitude. And then the second element is acceptance. And, you know, I've definitely come to a place of acceptance of late. Still working on some areas, but definitely overall, I'm feeling like I am really in a place of acceptance. And that is really understanding that I'm okay here, I'm okay there, I'm okay anywhere. You know, it's like that, I feel like that gap that we're looking to fill when we are, you know, looking to live out our purpose, or when we're, you know, I don't know, following all the things that we think we should be doing to feel more ourselves, acceptance really is the key to that. We just have to accept that this is okay. How you're feeling now is okay. You don't have to feel any other way. You don't have to feel grateful. You can just feel like this is sucky ass bullshit. But it's acceptance that it's sucky ass bullshit that creates the third part of the circle, and that is change. Until you are grateful for where you're at, like actually grateful, and you have accepted that things might never change and you would be okay, then that is when change happens, right? It totally is. And so I just loved that little diagram, because it just reminded me that, you know, this is what it's about. It's not about being somewhere else. It's about being okay with who you are, where you are in any given moment. And that is way easier said than done, of course. And it's a journey and one that I'm constantly learning on a daily basis. But if you can get to that place where you are genuinely okay wherever you are, then really the byproduct of that is that you regain your power. You're no longer a victim of your circumstances, because it doesn't have that power over you anymore. You're just okay wherever you are, even when you're feeling shit. It's okay. Everything is okay. And that's pretty much all I really want to say today, but I do want to extend this out to give you a bit of something to think about. I was walking, what prompted this whole conversation this morning was I was walking on the beach and I saw someone who reminded me of someone who, you know, outwardly seems to have all their shit together. They have a morning routine, they journal, they do yoga, they, you know, they eat well, they do all this stuff. But they are riddled with self-doubt. And it really gets in the way. And I've seen this quite a lot, actually. So out externally, it's like they've definitely got their shit all together. Internally, they're a fucking mess, riddled with fear and self-doubt, constantly worried about what people are thinking about them. In fact, I've been this person. On the outside, everything looks together. You know, there was a period of my life where, yeah, I got up in the mornings and I exercised and I had a green smoothie for breakfast or whatever the fuck else, granola, whatever, coconut milk. You know, I did all that shit. And then I'd exercise for 2 hours and I'd be push in my work. And I was fucking dying inside. Externally, life looked great. I was the fittest I've ever been. You know, I looked the part. I was making great money. But inside, none of that stuff was actually making me feel very good. Temporarily, yeah. But, you know, then when I skipped a day or I had a piece of chocolate cake, I just felt immense amounts of guilt and shame. And I don't want to play that game anymore. And I would like you to consider stop playing that game too. I mean, sure, if you get up, if that is your morning routine and you like to journal and you like to do some stretches and you know, want to watch the sunrise and blah, 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 that's amazing if it's bringing you joy, if it's that heart-opening gratitude that you're feeling while you're doing it. But if it's feeling like a chore, what if you just accepted that this actually, why am I doing this? And you know, that's really what I came to the beach thinking. Why am I doing this? Because I've been guilting myself about having a lie-in in the morning with Mabel, and when I should get up, put Mabel in a pram or something and go for a walk around the neighborhood so I can have, you know, a hot body. But if I really valued that, I'd be fucking doing it. And why do I want that? Why do I want that anyway? And what is it that I actually want? Because sometimes it's not even, you know, it's not even about the yoga. It's about the space. It's about you having some space for yourself. Sometimes it's not about the green smoothie. It's about you, you know, looking after you. And that's cool if that's the intention. If it's coming from that, you know, open-hearted gratitude kind of space, then keep going for all means. But if you're doing it because it's something you think you should have or you have to do because it leads to, I don't know. What if you just accepted where you are and accepted that if nothing ever changed, you'd actually still be good? You know? Anyway, just some random thoughts for today. And I'd just like you to think about that. Like, what are you doing that you're doing because it makes you feel expansive and, you know, I don't know, bring some level of joy into your life or peace or space or whatever it is that you're searching for? And what is it that is currently on your plate that you're doing because you think you need to? You know, that you think you should. I just closed down my Radcasters membership because it just wasn't bringing me joy anymore. It felt dense. And a lot of the other things that I'm doing right now feel very expansive. The mastermind, I absolutely love that. I just love everything about it. Writing. I love writing. So why would I hang on to something that has a dense feeling when I know for a fact that when I do let go of things, it creates space for better things to come along. And now that I know that it doesn't even matter if they don't, I'm not doing it because of an outcome. I'm not doing it because I have an expectation of what it will bring me. I'm just doing it because I'm honoring myself. Because I accept me. So yeah, let me know what you could let go of that you're currently doing because you think it's what you need to do to have, to be, to do. All right, that's it from me today. Peace out.
Thanks for tuning into Carlosophies. If you really dug this app, I'd love for you to share it with someone who you think might also dig it. Really helps me to spread the word. And if you'd like to get to know me a little better and see some in-between app thoughts and insights and be around some super cool people, join my Facebook tribe, Show Up Speak Up. Search Show Up Speak Up in Facebook or head to carlynimmo.com/tribe. Until next time, be real, be rad. Peace out.